I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Karen demands that her daughter and fiancé build her a luxury beach house for free for her retirement. Thanks for showing your true colours. No more retirement beach house for you, entitled mum. This saga has been unfolding over the past 10 months and has slowed down enough for me to sit back and just take it all in. I met my future husband 4 years ago and we're happily engaged. We're taking our time with wedding planning and are generally just enjoying looking at options related to building our future house, or houses. Now, I say houses as plural because my future husband and I purchased two pieces of land that still need to be developed, but we're not about to break the bank for the sake of starting construction this instant. Besides, we still haven't fully agreed on what exactly we're going to build. We both decided on the interior design and amount of rooms, but my preference means more money on the foundation, etc. But I'm going completely off topic here. So, my 64-year-old mother is retiring in less than 2 years. Although she was initially a bit standoffish about our relationship, it didn't take long for mum to warm up to my future husband, to the point where even the cell phone assistant helping me in the mall that one time raised his brow at how openly she flirted with him. Gross, right? 3 years ago, we hosted my mum for the first time ever. It was a first time for her in this country as well, so it was kind of a big deal. We went out of our way to plan activities, different locations, and even arranged for a quick drive to another country just across the border for a buffet lunch. In hindsight, I guess this is where we messed up, because my mother got the idea that my future husband is loaded. Now he's not, but we are well off financially. At least we're better off than any of my immediate family members, with the exception of my younger sister, who is married and can afford 2 dogs, 2 cats, and a beautiful house, plus the odd weekend getaway with her husband. Long story short, mum is concerned about her lack of retirement plan. My younger sister and brother-in-law had just bought a house back then, and my older sister was and still is unemployed due to her position in the company being made obsolete. She also has a deadbeat ex, 2 teenage sons, and is studying her butt off for a bachelor's. So, needless to say, she's stretched thin as is. Between our siblings, we agreed that a retirement home was out of the question. Mum has no property to her name and only has us to rely on. So, the decision was made that I would be most able to see to Mum's retirement, while my 2 sisters helped financially and emotionally, etc., as best they could. Now, my future husband was all in on this because his culture practically revolves around family. We're already supporting his own parents in some ways, so why not include my mum as well? Well, 10 months ago, my mum came to visit again, 2 weeks this time, with my aunt, her older sister, in tow. They live together and mum is the breadwinner. Now, the timing wasn't great because we were still kind of negotiating the land and my future husband was under excessive pressure at work. This meant we couldn't entertain mum and aunt like we'd entertained mum back then. And I'm pretty sure my aunt was expecting more than what we were able to give. Everything besides their own travel costs was paid for, by the way, so yeah. All the while, my aunt had wiggled herself into this retirement arrangement because, in all honesty, her own daughter and grandkids are most certainly not able to give her anything except maybe a single bed and a room. One thing you need to know about my mother is that she has some pretty problematic views on men and life in general. My aunt tends to add fuel to whichever view suits her agenda at any given time. Therefore, the two of them together can either be a fantastic time or a literal hell. I don't know what the heck they'd been telling each other before the visit, but it was clear that both agreed I need to, quite bluntly, get as much out of this man as I possibly can, plus make sure my name is on every policy, every bank account, and every legal document as the main beneficiary. Because he treats you like trash. And what if something happens to him and you're stuck in this foreign country completely alone? They even went so far as to ask if I had direct access to his finances. I do, but that's none of their business. Then the showstopper. One late afternoon, while we're all at our friend's holiday home for a long weekend, Mum straight up walks towards me and, in the presence of my friend, states, "You better not have any children with that man." To be fair, she didn't know my friend could understand our language, but what the heck, man? It took a few days, but I eventually revealed to my future husband all they'd said after my mum and aunt left. At first, he wanted us to uphold our promise to build mum a retirement home, but during the past months, he's finally decided that no, we're not going to reward my mother's toxicity with a fully equipped luxury house on the beach as a retirement home. I've since made it clear multiple times, yet unfortunately, no family member, with the exception of my father, they've been divorced for like 2 decades, takes me seriously. But that's fine though. Wow, that is one narcissistic lady right there. Yeah, she is quite demanding, my word. A free beach house for retirement. I'd like that as well, please. Hey, it's a good thing, OP, that you're not just, you know, bending over for her. And who cares if your family don't take you seriously? It's in your own hands. If you don't build the house, if you don't contribute, then there's nowhere for her to live. And other people, other members of your family are going to have to fill in. Simple as that. They're going to have to do something. I would say just focus on your life, focus on your future husband, do what you want to do, and forget about everything else. Simple. My dad demands my salary. This is a true story. It's about my father. I might sound like a bad person talking about my own parents this way, but it's true. Look, I'm no angel and I had a rough life. P.S. If you see me talking about money, it's in INR, that's Indian rupees. So $1 is roughly 80 rupees. To be honest, I had a rough childhood. The relationship between me and my father was really bad. I'm the second child and I have an older sister. Apparently, my dad wanted another daughter. Hence, he started avoiding me from the day I was born. Like, he didn't even show up at the hospital that day. So my mum had to go to the hospital alone, give birth to a baby, and come back home with this new baby, me. He avoided me so much that whenever my family would go shopping, he would get something for everyone. A cloth, toffee, or anything they wanted. But me, on the other hand, wouldn't get anything. If I ever asked him for something, he would slap me in the middle of the road or inside the shop and throw a loud tantrum, like I asked him to do something illegal. Let me come clean here. After a few years, after I turned 8 or 9, I did start arguing back. I started to push him to the extremes to make him feel what I felt like, but he'd handle it all the same way, yell at me or slap me. Even until this day, I have social anxiety disorder because of the experiences I had. Not only that, he loved throwing away my stuff. When I was young, I had a hobby of collecting stuff. My oldest memory is of me collecting shells from the beach, but he would throw everything away, saying that it was worthless. I started collecting stamps, and he used all of them to send letters to his friends. I collected coins, and he threw them all in the toilet. I collected fossils. Not lying, I had fossils. He waited until I filled a full bucket of amber and other kinds of fossils and sent a verification to the archaeological depth to verify it. They verified it, said they're original, and could get me thousands if I sell them. I didn't want to sell them and I wanted to collect more. Days later, knowing this, he took all of it and threw it away. Because, and I quote, "Carrying bones inside the house would bring demons inside." I gave up fighting at that point. I was around 13 or 15 at the time. I thought that if I could bear a few more years, I could get my own life with my own rules. When the time came for me to go to college, he wouldn't let me choose my favourite course. I was forced to choose IT. Not regretting that, but it wasn't my thing. I just agreed and lived in a hostel. He went abroad for work after that. I thought that maybe I could live my life then, but he doesn't let go of me that easily. He gave his number to like everyone in my college, my roommates, classmates, professors, etc., and he'd investigate me every day. If I didn't respond the way he liked, he'd send my sister, our fam favourite, to take my mobile phone away from me and make me realise what it's like to be lonely. After 4 hard years of studying and 1 year of training, I got a nice job in an MNC that I've always looked up to. In January this year, I got my first paycheck. I wanted to have a lot of fun with it, like having good food in a nice restaurant with my friends, going out on a hiking trip, etc. That's when Dad shows up again after all these years, giving me everything I wanted. He'd have my food on the plate before I get to the table. The water heater would be on hours before I go to the bathroom for a bath, and stuff like that. My mother, being the kind-hearted angel she is, warns me that he's doing it to get my money and nothing else. And, just like she predicted, a few days later, my dad comes to me and demands that I send him 1,000 rupees. That's about $400, $500. Like I said before, I was still a trainee. My salary was hardly above 5k. So I straight up refused to pay him that much. He was working abroad, so I was sure he already had millions in his accounts and just didn't want to spend his own money. Then the blackmailing starts. My grandma, sister, uncles, and everyone in my family insisted on me paying my dad because family comes first. So, after a lot of arguments, I decided to take the hard way round. I pay him the 3k, pack my stuff, and I move out. I remove my dad's name from the nominee and insurance list that my company provides. Free healthcare in all major hospitals throughout the world for the employees and three family members, which just has my mother's name now. Now, I live alone, just a few minutes away from the main HQ of my company. But the story doesn't end there. He called me just a few days ago, asking me for another 10k. Okay, now we're talking over $1,000. This time, he says no matter how much I get in my salary, I should send him 10k every month. Your dad is asking for what? $1.25k dollars every month? Why? If you're living with your expenses, you know that's impossible. To put that into contrast, I make around 25k a month. The room I live in costs 14.5k per month in rent. Also, there's internet, food, tax, and other essentials I have to take care of. So I just decide to ignore him for a few days. I've made up my mind. I'm not paying him a penny after this. Even if it means that the money would save his life, I'll let him die. If the money is for his funeral, I'm gonna let his body rot in the open. Like I said, I'm not an angel. I've suffered in life, but that doesn't mean I'm going to help my oppressors and be a good hero. Everyone should own up and pay for what they're worth. So yes, the money is mine. I'm saving the rest of it. Salary, expenses, up for my future wife, marriage, and kids. Now look, don't get me wrong. I know that culturally, in places, in countries like India, family is seen as, you know, the most important thing. Not saying it isn't in other places across the world, but especially in countries like India, that is the case. But I feel like your dad is kind of just using that to just get money from you. I don't really know why, but asking you for over $1,000 per month is mental. That's more than some people make entirely. What? And as I said, I know that family is obviously extremely important, but who cares? That is so toxic. Like, who cares if he's a dad? He's just a simple as that. He is. If he wants to continue being just greedy and using his kids, that's fine, but he's gonna get nothing from you. So how about he moves on to your sister, someone else, or just earns his own money and doesn't just freeload off his children? That sounds like some good advice right there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Entitled Asian mother tries to get my fiance to date her daughter. Okay, I'm still baffled and horrified by what just happened, and my fiance is still fuming from it as I type this out on the bus ride home. But some women thought it was perfectly acceptable to ask him to dump me in exchange for her daughter. First of all, a little backstory. I am a 25-year-old female, and my fiance is a 33-year-old male. We're having a little day out. We don't get to have much time together as he works nights and I work a few miles away, and we're still living with my parents while trying to get my driver's license. So, this day out was a big thing to us. As neither of us drive, we had to get a bus out to a little village on the outskirts of the city centre where my fiancé lives, and we had a little walk down by the canal, stopping to get some lunch at a nearby pub. When it was starting to near mid-afternoon, we went back to the bus stop to get the same bus back home. This is where the problem starts. I was playing around on my phone, waiting for the bus, while my fiancé paced up and down the pavements. He can never sit still for long, unless it involves video games. We were going to be waiting a good 10 to 15 minutes before the bus was due. While I wasn't paying attention to what was going on, a young woman came up to my fiancé. This was the entitled mother's daughter, and looked to be no older than 17 or 18. She was actually a decent person, and nothing like her mother. Hi, sorry to bother you, but I think you're kind of cute and really my type. Would you mind if I gave you my number? Oh, sorry, I'm actually engaged. The girl goes red with embarrassment. Oh, okay, sorry to bother you. Congratulations. I asked my fiancé what that was about, and he briefly explained to me what happened. I felt bad for the girl, as we've all been in situations like that. Thinking that was the end of it, I went back to my phone, and my fiancé went back to pacing. Then, her entitled mother came over. I also want to point out that the entitled mother and her daughter were both Asian, and my fiancé is half Asian. This is relevant to the story later. The woman came over to my fiancé and began her demands. Why did you turn my daughter down? Is she not pretty enough? Is that it? Huh? Excuse me? My daughter told you that she likes you, so why won't you go out with her? Miss, I'm not interested in your daughter because the woman cut my fiancé off mid-sentence. How could you turn her down without even getting to know her? She's a beautiful young woman. She's smart and would make a wonderful wife. My fiancé is now shocked and is backing away. Whoa, lady, reel it in a bit. I'm not saying that your daughter isn't any of those things, but I'm already engaged to be married. The entitled mother folded her arms and scowled at my fiancé. Humph, your fiancé won't know about it. Just get to know my daughter and you'll see you'll like her a lot more. My fiancé's jaw dropped. For your information, my fiancé will know about this, as she's standing right here. My fiancé then pointed at me. I looked at the entitled mother and gave her a timid wave. The entitled mother looked at me like she was looking at a cockroach. That's your fiancé? You can't marry her. Why not? I love her. She's white. You need a strong, loving Asian woman like my daughter to take care of you. She continued to scream about how she thought I wasn't the right woman for my fiancé. I could see him start to clench his fists due to anxiety. Do your parents even know about her? If my son brought home a girl like that, I'd be furious. Yes, they do. And they love her. My sisters also love her. The woman goes red in the face. Why would you purposely want to dilute your Asian heritage? Do you not have any respect or pride? My fiancé was obviously close to having a panic attack, so I slowly started to walk over to him to help him calm down. Before I got to him, he finally snapped. Listen, I'm half Asian. My mum is white and my biological dad is Asian. He buggered off when I was 3. I don't identify with the Asian community at all. You don't have any right to tell me who I can or can't date or marry. Leave us alone. I just want to point out that the reason why my fiancé didn't bring this up to begin with is because he doesn't like talking about his ethnic background. The entitled mother stomped her foot, glaring daggers at us, before finally stomping off. Her daughter apologized profusely for her mother's behavior before finally following after her. I also want to add on a little extra story when something similar happened a couple of months before. But my fiancé isn't aware of it, as it would have made him very uncomfortable. We were at a different bus stop, waiting for a bus back home. We were the first people there before we were joined by a middle-aged man a couple of minutes later. I was playing on my phone while my fiancé was occasionally talking to me. The only difference in this story is that the man wasn't entitled, he just jumped to the wrong conclusion. My fiancé finished drinking his takeaway coffee and walked a few feet away to throw it in the bin. As he walked away, the man started to talk to me. Are you alright, love? I was confused. Excuse me? If he's bothering you, just let me know. At that point, I then realized what he thinks. Oh, no, it's okay. He's my fiancé. Oh, I see. Sorry, I shouldn't have assumed. He then backed away and didn't say another word. Now, I don't really know what to say about the last short story there that OP posted, but clearly this is something that regularly occurs, people just getting involved with this couple for no apparent reason. I don't really know why. Maybe they've got unlucky, or maybe it's actually a common thing because your fiancé is half Asian, or I guess just is a different ethnicity to you in general. Listen, get in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. What do you think? Do you think this is just random that these two things have happened, or do you think there's a reason for it? Either way, it's a shame, is all I'll say. Like, it just is racist, isn't it? The more I look at it, it's just racist. Now, the second one, you say he's not entitled, but he's still, like, jumping to conclusions. I don't know. Better to be safe than sorry, or racist? The first one, that woman is just racist. Like, there's nothing else to say about that. Second one, probably needs a bit more context, but hey, let me know your thoughts. Interesting and sad, nonetheless. It's like the woman is genuinely saying, oh, you're the same ethnicity as me, I'm gonna make decisions about your life then. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But hey, this is r/entitledparents. Prepare to expect the unexpected. There we go. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed it. 3 interesting stories there. Drop your comments down below. Wow, I want to hear your thoughts. If you are new around here, watch some more right here, subscribe here, and I'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.